Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
We don't work for any of them.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And what is your age?
63.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking about the direct countries headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress, Mosfak Yusan. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's important at all. You can use any number for between 0 and 10. Funding for mental health services, from 0 to 10, how important is that for you, for the member of Congress to focus on?
4.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten 12 education?
10.
Thank you. Cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
Thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
If you raise taxes, then we pay more, so that would be about a 7.
A 7, thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Thank you. Lowering rent?
That's a 6.
6, thank you. Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
Well, I think it's the Democrats are lying about whoever gets in ruins democracy other than the Democrats are ruining it. So that's about a 2.
A 2, thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
About 7.
7, thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings over some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means they'll feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means they'll feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. MAGA Republicans, how would you grade them from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum?
General what?
No, Janelle Bynum, sorry.
Oh, Janelle Bynum. I don't know. Haven't heard of that one.
Don't worry. Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Ninety.
Ron Wyden?
A 0. He sucks.
0.
Yes.
Donald Trump?
Oh, 100.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
5.
5. And Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Hasn't done very good, so I'm going to rate that one at 50.
50. Okay. Kamala Harris?
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Definitely minus 0.
So it would be a 0 then. J.D. Vance?
Yes. Don't know him much, so I'll rate him at 80 because I like the way he talked.
Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. I know this is still a way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
I would probably go with Dreamer.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight chance.
Slight chance. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez the Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez the Reamer. Serving the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bringing practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. She also wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez the Reamer lead Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Undecided, thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing and reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use it in between 0 and 10. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Access Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and kinder through 12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education opportunity. From 0 to 10, how convincing are you are to vote for her after that statement?
Zero. I haven't seen any of them do anything for the kids at school. And since I try to train them and they come out of high school with a diploma and they can't read, they can't write, and they definitely cannot count. And the Democrats have been in control of that forever. So, zero.
Thank you for that opinion. Thank you for that opinion. Next one. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. From 0 to 10, how convincing are you are to vote for her after that statement?
Not sure on that one.
Thank you. No problem. Moving on. Janelle believes hard work should pay off, but people can afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that a statement to vote for her?
That's a zero because I don't buy any of it.
Thank you for that opinion.
I mean, I don't.
Next one.
I don't
Oregon,
believe it.
Thank you for that opinion. Next one. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extract and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting Trump administration. From 0 to 10, how you're willing to vote for her? How convincing are you?
Zero.
After that, zero, thank you. Moving on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Larry Chavez de Remer?
I would vote Republican. I'm not voting for Democrats ever again. They've been doing nothing but lying. And I know that because I watched the talks and the rallies, and I've seen them cut out words. I didn't know they lied so much. And I am changing from being a registered Democrat to a registered Republican, even though they got a yellow streak as wide as their spine. But I haven't caught them in the lies that I have with Democrats.
I understand. Thank you for that opinion. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. Lori Chavez de Remer says that one of things in Oregon on those another in D.C., she claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can compromise, and since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she came on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan game. Are you in a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? To vote for her?
Just some. Yeah.
Thank you. Next one. Lori Chavez de Remer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez de Remer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refuses to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. So you're a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all, to vote to her.
Well, since the Democrats lied about the open border for 3.5 years, I don't know who I'd vote for on that one.
Thank you.
I'll put somewhat.
No, somewhat then.
Yeah.
Just some then.
Just somewhat.
Now I'm going to ask you again. Thank you for that opinion. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Larry Chavez Arima?
It's a toss-up.
If you're undecided as well, you can tell me.
Undecided.
Thank you. Even though you say you're undecided, if you have to decide which candidate would you lean toward, Janelle Biden or Larry Chavez Arima, if you're undecided as well, please say so.
If I had to choose today, it would be Dreamer.
Thank you.
And maybe she
would. The last three questions
something.
Are first. Thank you for that opinion. The last three questions are for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school, GED.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
A widow.
Widow. Sorry to hear that. Sorry for your loss. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No, my children are all grown and moved out a long time ago.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Well, my son's in the union and a grandson is in, two grandsons are in a union.
Thank you. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, ma'am. We appreciate your opinions. Have a great evening.
You too.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.